I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's former first vice president, Riek Machar, has fled to the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. A UN spokesman told reporters Thursday that Machar and a small group of people turned up in the DRC. He said the UN mission in South Sudan had no part in Machar's arrival. There are indications that Machar may be ill. He has been in hiding since early July following clashes between his supporters and government troops in South Sudan's capital Juba that killed more than 300 people. Brazilian police say they might charge U.S. Olympic swimmers with vandalism and giving false testimony after the swimmers admitted they fabricated a story about being robbed at gunpoint. Swimmers Ryan Lochte, Jack Conger, Gunnar Bentz, and James Fegan initially told police they were robbed at gunpoint early Sunday morning on their way back from a party outside Olympic Village in Rio de Janeiro, but two of the swimmers admitted to fabricating the story. Jamaican runner Usain Bolt is back in action Thursday to defend his unofficial title of the fastest man alive. He's competing in the 200-meter sprint. Bolt won the race in London in 2012. And already won the 100-meter race this year in Rio. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Nigeria and Saudi Arabia next week to discuss regional issues. A spokesman says Kerry will first go to Nigeria and meet with President Muhammadu Buhari. They will discuss the threat of the terrorist group Boko Haram. The two leaders will also discuss Nigeria's economy and human rights issues. This is VOA News. The Russian government says it is ready to support a 48-hour ceasefire in Aleppo to allow aid deliveries. A senior UN official is calling for an immediate pause in the fighting in Syria so humanitarian assistance can be delivered to people in Aleppo and other besieged areas. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, abruptly suspended the regular weekly meeting of the International Syria Support Group's Humanitarian Access Task Force after 8 minutes.
There was no sense to have a humanitarian meeting today unless we got some action on the humanitarian side in Syria.
De Mistura noted the only action seen in Syria involves fighting, rockets, barrel bombing, chlorine and napalm attacks, suicide bombings, and other atrocities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson toured recovery efforts in Louisiana Thursday, where flooding has left at least 13 people dead and thousands displaced. The flooding around Baton Rouge came from record-breaking rains of more than 75 centimeters that began last week. An estimated 40,000 homes have been damaged. Firefighters in the western U.S. state of California have made some progress in containing a wildfire that burned nearly 13,000 hectares, destroying houses and forcing tens of thousands of people to evacuate. The fire began Tuesday in a mountainous area north of San Bernardino. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party is calling on police to prevent thousands of supporters of the opposition United Party for National Development from gathering Friday at the Constitutional Court. The country's main opposition party will ask the court to challenge the outcome of the presidential election 1 week ago, won by incumbent President Edgar Lungu. The UPND urged its supporters to come to the court Friday to support the party's position. The commander of the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, U.S. General John Nicholson, is urging Afghan leaders not to allow political differences to undermine recent security gains in the country. President Ashraf Ghani and his governing partner, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are locked in a political confrontation, raising questions about the survival of their national unity government. At least 6 people were killed and more than 120 wounded when 2 car bombs exploded near police stations in eastern Turkey on Thursday. No group has claimed responsibility. Twitter announced Thursday that during the next 6 months, it has suspended, the last 6 months rather, it has suspended 235,000 accounts for promoting terrorism. The company said that brings the total number of suspensions to 360,000 since the middle of 2015. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.